I am Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. There are a few high school events going on as early as today. Weston and Ithaca meet tonight in volleyball. Cross country, several teams, including Ithaca Weston and Riverdale and River Valley, will be scrimmaging at the Blackhawk Lake scrimmage today. River Valley JV girls competing in Dodgeville today. Also, River Valley boys soccer is hosting Wisconsin Dells. JV action at 5 and varsity at 7. Richland Center soccer team will be in action for the first go-round today. They will be in La Crosse to take on Aquinas. I talked to Coach Tom Stadler earlier this morning.
Coach, how did it go against the alumni legends on Saturday?
Bill, it was another spectacular alumni game. We had lots of participants, including three generations of the Hine family. Bernie Hine, Chad Hine, and his two boys, Connor and Clancy. That's a first for us.
And how did it come out?
Well, it came out very well. It's a scrimmage, and so we were tuning up for our big game tonight.
And let's talk about that. You're in La Crosse. What do you know about Aquinas, tonight's opponent?
Well, La Crosse Aquinas always has a strong program. Last year, they beat us in the regular season. But after watching some game tape and making some preparations, we were able to beat them 5-2 in our state tournament game.
So as you get ready for this one, it's only the first of the year, but certainly important to kind of look at some things maybe that you need to work on too, right?
That's correct. It's a chance for us to make some assessments and move forward. I'm excited that we have some seniors returning this year. I'd like to recognize Caleb Featherly, our goalkeeper, Josh Nelson, a strong defender, Sean Adams, a striker, Landon Williams in the offensive unit, and Harrison Carpenter on defense. Those are our seniors for this year. I'd like to start off by recognizing them.
That sounds good, and I think that you need that leadership, and you will here, because it is a long season, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It starts off with a bang, and there's no let-up until the final finish line. I'd like to get it out there that Thursday's game against Mauston has been canceled. So this week, we'll just play lacrosse. But next week, Thursday, we have our home opener against Dodgeville. First conference game of the year.
So that means tonight's game is even more important to kind of get that going, since you only have the one non-conference game before conference, right?
That's right. We want to get the ball rolling.
Sounds good. Well, good luck as you get ready for Aquinas tonight, Coach.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you, WRCO.
Richland Center soccer coach Tom Stadler, his team in La Crosse to take on Aquinas today, with action getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight for varsity. Richland Center volleyball team will be in action at the Reedsburg tournament coming up tomorrow and Thursday before starting conference play next week on September 3rd. Quail Run golf action last night. Brent Montrey had the top score along with Jarrett McDonald, 35s. Brent with a birdie on hole 1 and on hole 8. And Jarrett McDonald, a birdie on hole 1. Aaron Halvorsen and Neil Mahoney each had 37s. Aaron had an eagle on hole 8 and a birdie on hole 1 for Neil. A 38 for Joe Halvorsen, including a birdie on hole 1, and he birdied hole 2. Peter Lawrence with a 39. Last Tuesday, the entire league could not play as a group because of weather, so the golfers had to finish their rounds throughout the week. The final rounds were finally finished on Monday night. Other golfers with holes played under par during week 18, Cody Sperry birdied hole 1. J.J. Klatt with a birdie on hole 1. Birdieing hole 2, Wally Wachter and Max Gossel. Also, number 3, birdie on hole number 3 for Pat Metz and Jeremy Wilson. Eli Cannon birdied hole 6. Ray Lindvig, 7. And Phil Prochaska birdied hole 8. The second half ended in a tie between Team 4 and Team 9. These two teams will play for the second half championship tonight. The winner will go on to play the winner of the first half, Team 2, during Tuesday Men's Golf League action. On the state of Wisconsin scene, pitcher Brandon Sproat is taking steps to return to the major leagues. Sproat came to the Brewers from the Mets in a trade involving Freddy Peralta last offseason. He and reliever Tate Kaner combined on a 2-0 no-hit victory over Norfolk Sunday while pitching for Nashville. He had been sent down to AAA earlier this month after putting up a 5.27 ERA with Milwaukee. Sproat hasn't allowed a run in his last two outings. Milwaukee meets the Mets tonight in New York after the day off. The Cubs stayed hot with a victory yesterday against Arizona, 7-0. Pittsburgh 3, San Diego 2. San Francisco 5-0 over Cincinnati. Washington 13, Colorado 3. In the American League, Tampa Bay 4, Detroit 1. Texas 11-2 over the White Sox. Cleveland 4, the Angels 2. Minnesota 9-6 over the Athletics. And in interleague play, Boston 4, Miami 2, Seattle 9-2 against Philadelphia. From the WNBA, Golden State 80, Minnesota 66, Atlanta 78-71 over Los Angeles. NFL coaches and brothers Matt and Mike LaFleur are working together this week. The Packers will hold a joint practice with the Arizona Cardinals before the two teams meet in the final preseason game Friday. Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur says if fighting breaks out during that practice, he will tell his players to tag me in, and he and Matt will have a throwdown on the 50-yard line. ESPN reports that Matt says his parents, Denny and Christy, will probably look like Christmas trees this week because they will be wearing red for the Cardinals and green for the Packers. The Badgers have reason to believe they have recruited their next top running back. Four-star prospect Kingston Allen opened his senior year last week by rushing for 464 yards and 7 touchdowns in a 56-53 win over Nina. Allen had scoring runs of 58, 69, and 90 yards, according to Bucky's fifth quarter. He is rated the top recruit in the state of Wisconsin and the number 2 prospect in the Badgers recruiting class of 2027. And the departure of superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo means the Bucks are not expected to make the postseason for the first time in several years. However, they also aren't expected to finish last in the NBA Eastern Conference. Milwaukee isn't given much of a chance to be among the top 10 teams in the conference. DairylandExpress.com is projecting a finish in the 12-15 range, with 15 unlikely. Projecting results for the upcoming season is difficult right now because the team is likely to make more changes to its roster. That is an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I am Phil Nee.